Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Coming up at 3 o'clock, we'll get you the latest on the Cowboys and Mavs, and our Specs tailgate show will roll on with the pregame coming up now in an hour and 13 minutes. Here's Wolchuk.
Do you believe in the Manny Rain? For the first time since gosh knows when, might have been 69, the North Texas Mean Green are ranked in the AP poll. We've done it. 22 in the latest rankings. We got to wait and see what happens with the college football playoff rankings. But North Texas, in what has been a legendary season, sitting at 9-1, them and Navy in the driver's seat to collide in the American Championship game. And if they win that, then North Texas will be playoff bound. And right now, if you look at the predictions, North Texas could be going to Lubbock to take on Texas Tech in a 12 versus 5 matchup. Now, if Tech wins the Big 12, maybe the committee then props them up into a top 4 seed. They get a bye, which a projection then would have North Texas probably going to Georgia. That ain't going to be good. Or maybe even Oregon, depending on what happens with the Ducks. But just to have North Texas in this conversation, and do I expect them to probably get absolutely pummeled in a playoff game? Even though offensively, I think they can hang with anybody. Their offense is awesome. But as we saw against USF at home, my expectations probably pretty low for a playoff victory. But to even be here, to finally be ranked, the job that Coach Eric Morris is doing, and for North Texas and the city of Denton, my alma mater, this is awesome, man. This is really cool.
If you had to take your chances, do you think you can win at Tech or at Georgia?
Oh,
with your current team?
I would take Tech.
Yeah, I'd probably take Tech as well. You're not going into Athens and coming away with a victory.
And Tech's defense might be better, in fairness. But there is something about like the physicality that Georgia plays with. They've also been there, done that. Like for Tech, this would be new for their program, too. They've never been in a playoff either.
Right.
So Georgia, that's a team that's won natties, that's been in the playoff. This would not be anything new to them. For Tech, at least you're kind of both, you know, virgins in this era of college football.
Yeah, I mean, first time in the AP top 25 in 66 years.
Crazy.
First time in the coaches top 25 in 48 years. Woo! So it's been a long time coming here.
Let's go.
Pretty
Texas
exciting.
Fell down to 17, by the way. Tech moving up to 6. Oklahoma after their big win over the Crimson Tide. Shout out to the Fighting Carter Freemans. They are up to number 8 in the AP poll. But again, college football playoff rankings, really all that matters. And we'll get that, I believe, tomorrow night right around 7 o'clock.
Tuesday night stuff.
When we get off the air. That'll be fun. Big news and filthy. Lane Johnson suffered a Lisfranc injury. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. It's not expected to be season ending. So what will happen is they'll probably get him back right in time for the playoffs and go on another great run. But this Eagles team is weird because it used to be, okay, Lane Johnson's out. That's kind of the kiss of death for them. but they're still finding ways to just win. And now you're getting reports, the Jalen Hurts stuff, wide receivers hate playing with him. He's not wanting to push the ball down the field when it comes to zone coverage. Receivers say they're open, and he's just risk averse. He's either going to check it down or he's going to run. So that probably goes into what A.J. Brown and his frustrations are. But if you're winning, does it really matter? They're sitting at 8-2. They've been in the Super Bowl 2 out of the last 3 years and won one. I get the criticism of Jalen Hurts. I think there's aspects to his game as well. How awesome is he? But the dude finds ways to win, and he doesn't lose you football games. And part of quarterbacking, there's something to be said about that.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to like about Jalen Hurts. If you're trying to depend on him to win the Super Bowl, I don't think that's going to work out too.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, for you, unless he runs a lot, and maybe last night was sort of the beginning of them leaning back into that a little bit more, and maybe they're going to have to do that a little bit more with Lane Johnson out. But, I mean, to give up 16 points back-to-back weeks against probable playoff teams, it's become really all about their defense and how much they can trust that defense now after, giving up quite a few points early in the season. It looked like that had taken a pretty big step back, but it just hasn't, unfortunately. They've rebuilt it again. Howie Roseman, best GM in football, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. I mean, the move for Jalen Phillips, he's been good against the run as well, but the pass rush, Jalen Carter's playing really well right now. Had a big pass breakup yesterday on a big down against the Lions. Rams and Seahawks, that was one of the games of the day yesterday for first place in the NFC West. Darnold, 4 interceptions, but did put his team in position to win the football game. They missed a field goal as time expired. And afterwards, Ernest Jones, linebacker for the Seahawks, he was not having any type of negative energy towards his quarterback.
I mean, Sam's been balling. Like, if we want to try to define Sam by this game, or what, man, Sam's been had us in every game. So for him to sit there and say, oh, that's my fault. No, it's not. There was plays that defensively we could have made plays. There were opportunities where we could have got better stops. It's football, man. If he's our quarterback, we got his back, and you got anything to say, quite frankly.
Yeah, everything I'd heard about Sam Darnold from his time back at USC is he was a very easy guy to be teammates with, and all of the players loved how tough he was, how stoic he was in big moments. And now that his play has performed so well, that's how you get somebody to sign off on you, as you throw 4 picks and a 1-point
loss. Yeah, how many? I mean, to be honest with you, I appreciate his teammates having his back, but the big question going into this one was, who had the better quarterback? And it looked like the Rams. I mean, this guy, you look at, he's like a great regular season player. Then all of a sudden he gets in pressure games. He throws a lot of interceptions. He takes sacks. I mean, he didn't take any sacks. He had a couple sacks yesterday. But overall, the 4 interceptions, are you kidding me? You can't do that in a game.
No.
You know, and it happens to him more often than not. And people, you know, I appreciate his teammates having his back, but man, the questions continue about him.
He's the new Kirk Cousins as far as big game fails.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, the 2 big games he had last year in Minnesota, they lose to Detroit, and then they played absolutely terrible. I think it was against the Rams.
Yeah,
in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So
I mean, he got sacked a million times.
Yeah. And in three of the four interceptions, according to Next Gen, he was under pressure. So clearly, you know, if he's pressured, he's going to turn the football over. And yep. he did. I mean, if he doesn't throw those interceptions, they probably find a way to win that game because their defense played tremendous.
They did. Yeah, they absolutely did. That's what was crazy is with all those turnovers, they're still right there in that game. But yeah, he completed 4 of 14 passes, 3 interceptions on throws 10 or more yards down the field against the Rams. They've been so explosive this year. I think they had one catch of 20 or more yards.
Wow.
Jackson Smith down that left side. That was a great snag.
That one-handed snag there. Scorigami. Bills beat the Bucks. You had Alien Josh Allen again. Although speaking of interceptions, he had one that was really, really bad. But the Bills beat Tampa Bay 44-32. That is the first time in the 106-year history of the National Football League that we got that score. Josh Allen, 6 touchdowns, 3 passing, 3 rushing, 44-32, the 1,095th unique final score in NFL history. In Tampa Bay, all of a sudden you have Carolina a half game back in that division. Like, I do not think Carolina is winning that division, but Tampa's got a tough schedule. I think coming up, I think they're on Monday Night Football. And is it against Detroit? It's another really, really good team.
Rams.
The Rams.
Sunday,
there you go.
Sunday night versus the Rams.
Okay, Sunday night. That's right. Last night they were teasing it on Sunday Night Football. I mean, that's a toughie right there. Tampa Bay has gone through a gauntlet right now, and they're struggling.
Yeah, but they are going to get, like, all their divisional games. Like, 3 weeks in a row, they're going to get Saints, Falcons, Panthers.
Okay. So they can make this right.
That's how you make it right.
Final injury updates for you. No big Penix energy in Atlanta. He's expected to miss the rest of the season. This is the 5th time in the last 8 years Michael Penix Jr. has suffered a season-ending injury. Kirko Chains is going to take his place at starting quarterback for Atlanta.
That's just going to be sad.
Yeah, it's going to be gross to watch.
Drake London banged up, too. Looks like he's going to be out at least 1 week.
I probably should just shut this thing down. Fields also gets benched for Tyrod Taylor.
The crazy part is the Rams have the Falcons' first-round pick.
Oh, wow.
So
wouldn't you? I would love to be the
Rams are in a beautiful spot. Like, they're probably going to be able to. I mean, one, they're like a Super Bowl champion type team, but then they could also. And I mean, the Falcons are 3-7 right now.
Yeah.
This could end up easily being.
It's the 8th overall pick.
Okay, it's the 8th overall pick right now. So this is going to be a top 10 pick for the Rams, who are probably going to be at least hovering around the Super Bowl.
Goodness gracious. That's unbelievable.
Because it goes back to that they wanted Walker and they wanted Pierce. That
they moved up for Pierce.
Yes.
And I thought they gave up a lot at the time to go get him, and that is not. And Raheem Morris, who knows? I mean, I'm sure he's going to be on the hot seat there. Last thing, the Rodgers injury. And Gavin, I'm sure you'll get more updates on that. He's got a broken bone, I believe, in the wrist. He wants to play because they got the Bears next, and he owns the Bears. But it seems like that's probably going to be Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, listening to Dr. David Chow this morning about that, he said it's probably not season ending, and they got to figure out which exact bone is broken and to what extent. But you might remember from a couple of years ago, Aaron Rodgers was selling the con that he was going to come back from 4 months after a torn Achilles. So I think it's on brand for Rodgers to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be back. But it's got to be at least a couple of weeks until the pain dies down and you can take the snap. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what you're seeing with Aaron Rodgers is a guy that's playing quarterback afraid to get hurt. And now we know why. 1 hour down, 1 to go here. It is the Specs Tailgate Show in the G-Bag Nation. Latest on the Cowboys and the Mavs as we're playing hoop tonight in Minnesota. Cowboys have Monday Night Football against the Raiders. And there's updates on the Luka and Anthony Davis story arcs coming up next here in the Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.